The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, you guys, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy, happy Tuesday. I have a special guest with me today, and it is Leif.
Hello, hello.
Round of applause. This is actually the last guest
episode. The last time I'm ever coming on.
The one and only time you will ever be invited back on.
Yes.
No, Chelsea is coming back next week, you guys. That's the plan as of right now. And she's going to share her birth story and we're going to catch up. And I'm so excited to have her back. But we're doing a last little hoorah before
she comes back. I'm happy to help.
Thanks for being here. And you guys might notice if you're watching on YouTube that I am holding an iced matcha latte. Now, why is this important? Because we have a very exciting announcement. Chelsea and I are doing a little What We Said collab with Coffee Dose, which is a local coffee shop here in Orange County. There are 5 different locations, and we have our own drink with them for the next few months. It is called the Valley Girl, of course, and you can either get it as an iced matcha latte or an iced latte with espresso if you're a coffee girl. And there is a special, it is made with oat milk and blueberry marshmallow syrup, you guys. We created this special latte, and it is so delicious. You can also get it topped with the blue marshmallow sweet cream topper for an extra $1. It's baby blue. It's so cute. The cups are going to have custom stickers on them. This launches May 1st, by the way. So this launches tomorrow when you're listening to this. And yeah, it's going to be available at all of the Orange County locations. You can also order it half sweet if you don't like. It's not overly sweet. You tried it.
Yeah, we went and tried it. Did we have it full sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like crazy, like overpowering, but it was like a perfect mix.
Yeah, it's very well balanced. It's not like so, so sweet. But if you are someone who doesn't like sweet drinks at all, you know, if you want less sugar in it or whatever, you can do half sweet. We had it made with oat milk so that if you don't like dairy or if you have any nut allergies, you can have it. But you can also totally swap when you go and order for whole milk or almond milk or whatever you want. You can kind of customize it and make it your own. And yeah, the little blue cloud top, like the sweet cream on top, is optional, but it's really cute. It makes it super creamy. It's delicious. And the one I'm holding right now is from Coffee Dose, but it's not our collab yet. We'll have that next week. Chelsea and I will probably have them. And also at their flagship location, which is Coffee Dose, is just really cute. Like, the branding is amazing. If you guys haven't been, we'll post some photos on our Instagram of like the cafe that they have. And then they have a drive-through coffee shop called Microdose. Anyway, at their flagship location, they're going to have these really cute pink heart straws. So that's like an extra little touch. That's in Costa Mesa, at their Costa Mesa location. So yeah, wanted to shout that out before it launches tomorrow. Go to our Instagram if you want to see kind of the vibes of everything. And can't wait for you guys to try it.
I didn't know they had 5 locations.
Yeah.
I thought it was just the 2.
So they have Costa Mesa, Microdose drive-thru, also in Costa Mesa, Irvine, Laguna Hills, and Rodeo 39 in Stanton. So those are the different locations that you guys can get this.
Nice.
And yeah, it'll be May 1st through June 30th. So all of May and all of June. It's the perfect summer drink. So good. And it's also unique. Like, you can't get this flavor anywhere.
Yeah, I've kind of been craving it.
Yeah, it's like, so good.
We had it that once.
Mm-hmm.
It was delish.
So good. So big things coming tomorrow, guys. Get ready. Well, thank you again for coming on the podcast. Do you know what we're going to talk about today?
I'm guessing just like a broad spectrum of things.
Correct. We're spilling some relationship tea, I guess. Yeah, we got lots of questions in. I just did a question box on
like
my,
about us?
Or we'll have to see.
Like tips and tricks.
No, we don't need to be given tips and tricks. I mean,
I got a few tricks.
What are they? I'm scared. Yeah, we got lots of different types of questions, and I feel like, yeah, we don't really shoot a lot of content together anymore, I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
You know, we used to maybe do Q&As.
We fell off.
We're irrelevant. No, I think my YouTube channel used to feature you a lot more, mm-hmm. I guess, as far as like sitting down and answering questions and stuff. We just don't really do that anymore.
Yeah.
Which honestly, I like. I think that we have like a much better work-life balance now
mm-hmm.
in just our lives. But it's kind of fun to sit down and chat and answer people's questions. So we're going to go all over the board and just kind of have a conversation. We're not going to like structure it really. But I did want to talk about our house and just the updates
there. I was actually just going to say it'd be fun to do like a YouTube video in our house. Like, I don't know. I don't even know
like
what.
With it
just
not
like
done?
A longer video. Yeah, maybe soon. And I want to get like little lav mics and just go around and talk about different areas and
like our plan for them and stuff.
Maybe whip out the Blackmagic camera.
Oh, wow. That'd be fun.
Just get a little artsy.
Yeah. You know, we've kind of lost our artistic spark. We haven't lost it, but it's been on pause for a minute now.
Yeah.
And that makes me sad.
When it becomes your day-to-day grind, it gets crushed for a bit.
What gets crushed? The motivation?
The art, the creativity.
Yeah. I think specifically, you and I actually share this quality. When something becomes a have-to, like you have to do this, we lose a lot of motivation and excitement
for it.
There's
some pushback.
Yes, there's definitely...
JC is stubborn. I'm like... If we're cooking or something, I'm like, you should like use the knife like this.
Not you should, constantly.
And there's a lot of pushback and pushing the knife into my stomach.
Stop. Oh. Here's the thing. Okay, she just kicked me so hard. Sorry. You know what? I just said it before we walked in here. I'm feeling the most pregnant I ever have. That makes sense because I am. Every day that goes by, I'm just like, oh, wow, okay. Whew, all the things that I've seen and heard, like just the heavy breathing and like the getting up and being like shifting and holding your stomach. I'm just like, oh, wow, I'm, you know, one of those girls now.
I know.
I'm just.
It's hard for me to even.
Comprehend
the feeling.
Yeah, it's impossible.
I have no idea.
I mean, I'm obviously a woman and when my friends have been pregnant, I couldn't comprehend it, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's.
Is it kind of like when you're constipated and like it's a diarrhea constipation? So there's a lot of movement going on in the stomach, but also it's stuck?
I wouldn't say so. I think it's such an interesting feeling because when she moves a lot, it literally feels like there is like a snake in my like a fish or something in my stomach. And it's super involuntary. So it's random. Like I'd never know when she's going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a very shocking experience, truly.
A fish is a good one. Because you know when you like catch a fish and they'll just be like laying there doing nothing.
And then
out of nowhere, it's just like.
That's her. Let's name her Fish.
Fish.
No, that really is what it's like. It's very shocking. What were we talking about? Because I wanted to. Oh,
the maybe house. That's.
Well, we kind of went on a tangent onto the creativity.
Diarrhea?
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Also, okay, let me speak my piece because Leif is a perfectionist. We know this. He's a Virgo, okay? And
that's why my mustache is perfect.
He likes to critique. I don't do well with like little critiques that don't matter. That's what it is for me. If it matters, tell me. If it doesn't and it's not going to change the situation, like, why are we critiquing little things? So that's when it's like, oh,
well, you
should hold the knife like this.
Like, what matters? It matters for maybe like efficiency.
Okay, but that's just in your mind. You think everyone, that there's like one way to do things. Even when we drive, we've gotten in a lot of like little arguments when I'm driving because he'll be like, oh, you should get in this lane. And I'm like, and it's his version of efficient. But it's not overall a universal like, oh, you should do that. It's just like, oh, here's
an
idea.
Maybe it should be universal.
Leif,
think I have a lot of good ideas.
You're very intuitive. I'll give you that. You're honestly right a lot of times. But just
that's all I needed to hear.
The little nitpicky, I can't. You probably hold your tongue a lot though. Like I probably
do. Lately for sure. No, just like. As I've learned, like, it doesn't matter to point things out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or not that it doesn't matter, but, like, it upsets you. Not upsets you, but it's annoying.
Yeah.
Or can be annoying.
It's the cooking and the driving for me.
Yeah.
Those are the two things. It's like, whatever, let's move on. It's fine. You guys know our love for Clean Simple Eats on this podcast. We love Clean Simple Eats because they're just that. Clean and simple. Their protein powder is always grass-fed. No seed oils or artificial ingredients. It's third-party tested, non-GMO, gluten-free, all of that jazz. And it is very creamy and just tastes delicious. Specifically, the chocolate brownie batter has been my recent obsession. You can just have it with any type of milk of your choice. Put some ice in there, some hemp seeds, a banana. They have so many different flavors of protein powder, though. Their Simply Vanilla one is insanely good. You can put that with like fruits and make a more fruity smoothie, or, you know, put it with peanut butter or almond butter and make it like more of a creamy, whatever. You can really customize it. Also, the coconut cream flavor or the vanilla flavor mixed with orange juice and ice is so delicious and refreshing. Thank me later, especially for spring and summer. I love like a citrusy, creamy drink, and it is so good and a great way to get your protein in, obviously. We all know how important protein is in our diet, and Clean Simple Eats is the most delicious and best way to do so. Each serving has 20 grams of protein, making it the perfect addition to make sure you hit your protein goals. I have gotten a lot of people that I know, including lots of family members, hooked on Clean Simple Eats, and they're always like, wait, what's your code? Like, I need to order more. They also have greens powders and like nut butters and all sorts of different stuff. So if you're interested, definitely use our code and check it out because it is truly the most delicious protein. Visit Clean Simple Eats and use code WHATWESAID10 at checkout for 10% off your order. That is cleansimpleeats.com, code WHATWESAID10 for 10% off your order. The house. Yeah. Oh, wait. Sorry. I wanted to go back to...
Diarrhea.
Stop. Someone commented and was like... Or not commented. When we were in person with someone, they're like, oh, like, what projects have you guys been working on? Like, creative projects. And we were both just silent. We're like...
I know.
Nothing.
I feel like all of our acquaintances and friends, they, like, know us as, like, we just do, like, creative projects.
Yeah.
But then you think in the past 2-3 years, it's like, what have we done?
What have we done besides this creative project?
Yeah.
Of IVF and
we did have
a child.
To get creative with that one.
We had to get very creative. No, but yeah, that was kind of a weird realization when he was like, what have you guys been working on? And we were like, nothing. Like, we haven't been making any cool videos or anything like that.
I know.
I mean, I guess you could consider like our IVF journey and those videos definitely something creative, but
yeah.
It wasn't, I don't know. But also a ton of people, honestly, my number one question in that question box when I asked what people wanted to hear about was your perspective of IVF and like infertility, because obviously they hear me yapping on and on about it in all of our IVF YouTube videos. It's me primarily like talking about it.
Yeah, that can give a skewed perspective.
Yeah, well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Like, you probably made it seem worse than it actually
was. Yeah, yeah, I was exaggerating. My toxic trait. But yeah, what are your, I guess, what was it like from your perspective? That's kind of a broad question.
It was an all-encompassing journey. It just like took over life. Like, it was just day in, day out, shots, doctor's appointments, you know, just uncomfortable for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I did a decent job of like holding down the fort and like, you know, if you're upset, just kind of keeping a level head. But also at the same time, when it just keeps dragging on and dragging on, like shots.
Yeah.
And just day after day, it wore on me a little bit. But, and just like my routine of life was flipped for sure. Like, I would wake up every morning the year prior and go surfing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to do shots at a specific time. So I had to be there every morning.
Yeah, you basically gave up your, like, morning routine and, like,
I would
shots.
Also just feel bad, which is on me, but I would feel bad to even, like, leave the house because, like, you're just... you know, they're uncomfortable and, you know, sometimes like after transfers or whatever, feeling sick, and it'd be hard for you to even have the motivation to like get up and get your own food or whatever. I know you could, but I would just feel bad. So I was just at home all day and I don't know. This is a rough summer.
It was. I think it wore on both of us a lot. And even though people, you know, always like to be like, it's so much harder for the girl, like, you know, the least that the guy can do is like help out 100%. Like, but that's not to say it still doesn't affect you. And and also our dynamic really changed because I feel like literally ever since we've started IVF until now, I feel like I'm so different. And that was evident. We were watching an old vlog the other night and I was like, oh my gosh, I have like, I used to be so go, go, go. It was like really jarring, honestly, to see how much energy I had and how I was so just motivated and doing stuff, honestly, 24/7. And then to kind of contrast that with how I've felt the past year doing IVF and then getting pregnant and all that. And that's obviously fine. That's just like, these are just different chapters of life. Yeah. But it was kind of crazy to see. And I think that that changed our dynamic because you weren't used to me being like that.
Yeah.
And you've had to get used to like a different version of me now.
Yeah. I'm trying to go back to that time period because that's when like the change was fresh. I feel like it's kind of been a while.
Yeah.
Of your, the new version of you, so to say.
The new unmotivated version. Yeah.
But I do remember thinking like, man, this is so weird. Like just seeing JC like on the couch, like not doing anything. You know, at times you just had to because you just weren't feeling good.
Yeah.
That was like a, that was a shock. Yeah. It was a weird thing to see because you're always just doing something. Even if you had, if you're sitting down, you know, just to like rest your physical body, you're, I don't know, just thinking about the next project or, I don't know, you're always just go, go, go. So.
It really shifted a lot of things for us. And yeah, I do think it obviously is going to affect your partner, like in some way, regardless if they're going through physical, the physical aspect of it or not. But I'm grateful because you definitely were very much like a partner in this. And like, it was a team effort, 100%. Like I felt so like we were doing it together, even though, yeah, I'm the one who's having to receive the shots or whatever. Like I 100% knew that you would give up like your routine and your time to help me with that because that's something that we're doing together. And so
I feel like it only makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're lucky to work together and have like flexible schedules and stuff. And you also had to pick up a lot of like my slack during IVF, my first trimester specifically. Like I would, I don't know, I just like couldn't do much. And you were essentially doing everything, helping with work, running the house, like every aspect of everything. So kudos to you.
Thanks.
You've been an amazing partner. And that's how I know you'll be an amazing dad, too, because you totally stepped up to the plate and just you will do whatever to keep everything running. Obviously, takes care of Lady. you're the full time caretaker for everyone, basically, at this point. So, yeah, that was a journey. I honestly feel like, I don't know, not that it will, I don't even want to jinx myself that like after we have the baby, it'll be easier or something. But I'm almost thinking like, I'm almost thinking like that, where it's like maybe after, I know that'll be another adjustment and another shift.
Yeah.
But it feels like then we can kind of get our footing and it won't be as like much of a medical burden. Just like the IVF and the pregnancy and the
just
doctor's
like your
appointments. Like
physical body.
Yeah. Like it feels like once that's lifted, maybe, I don't know. Again, I know it's going to shift. I don't want the just wait comments.
I know.
I know it's going to be hard, but you know what I mean? I know.
Well, I think life is just always changing and you got to just you got to pivot with it and figure out how to like still live like the life that you want to live regardless of circumstances.
Yeah.
Which it's hard at times, but I feel like we're kind of getting the hang of it a mm-hmm. little bit. You know, even when we're uncomfortable, still finding time to do the things that we want to do,
mm-hmm.
prioritize those things.
I do think I'm proud of us. I think that during a really hard season or chapter of life, like we have, I don't know, like remained close and done things together and yeah. like really tried to be positive even through our moving situation now. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we're just getting it done and doing it. I mean, what other choice do we have really? But
mm-hmm.
some people were asking like what our favorite things to do together are or how we kind of keep things fun without feeling like roommates, which I was thinking during this past year, like that's been a challenge to not just yeah. feel like we're almost, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it just wasn't as much like, oh, let's go on a date night. Let's go on a trip, mm-hmm. which that's always been a part of our life. And I feel like it was just like,
yeah,
not like that. But again, more recently, we've been having a little more fun again.
True.
Does anything come to mind?
Well, I think the fact that we're like what we were doing was creating a child.
Yeah.
Like our child.
Yeah.
Like that in and of itself was like romantic. Connecting. Yeah. Like it connected us in like a very special way. So even though like, yeah, every day I'm literally putting needles in your butt. Like it was like a special experience.
Yeah. We definitely felt like close to each other
because mm-hmm.
it's like we're going through something. That's kind of a unique thing. I was thinking in general, just recently, things that we do to like stay close. And I was just thinking about how I feel like we, obviously we're just, maybe it's just compatibility and that's awesome. But I feel like we respect each other and what we like, and we're willing to like try things out. I was thinking about how Leif's been going to Pilates with me recently, and you can speak to that yourself, but you were saying that you actually like really
yeah,
like
it.
It. And you know, I got into basketball the past few years, and like we watch basketball games together. And I don't know, I was just thinking about how we kind of have been willing to like pick up each other's hobbies a little bit, or mm-hmm. like do things with each other that one person likes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that keeps us like our friendship alive too, in mm-hmm. a way. Not yeah. just our, you know, romantic partnership, but yeah. just like it feels like we're just best friends because we do a lot of those things together. We obviously do a lot of part too, but
right.
I haven't picked up the surfing yet. That'll yeah. come after the child is born, maybe.
I can't even imagine. I cannot imagine. I was looking at surfboards last night. I look at surfboards every single day. But in this time of financial burden, just renovating a home, I'm like, I can't. It's not worth it. But I saw a cool surfboard that I was just imagining you riding it.
Yeah.
It'd be so awesome.
He's like, I want to get you this surfboard.
It's like pink and green.
Yeah, it was cool. I really believe that one day I will. Like, I'm not just going to go my whole life and never try, I feel like.
Yeah,
that'd
it's
be crazy.
So tough around here. It's so cold.
In the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really hate cold water more
and
than
the
actually
waves. Anything. I just don't picture you ever, like...
Enjoying it
at all.
Well, maybe I won't. But maybe it'd be fun to try when somewhere else that's, like, warmer weather
yeah.
or warmer water. Hawaii mm. or something someday.
Yeah.
Never say never.
Yeah, and maybe you'll like, that's the thing though. You got to like pick it up. You got to actually stand up on the board and feel that sensation of riding a wave.
Otherwise, I'm like not going to care to continue.
Yeah, and if we're in Hawaii, if you just go surfing one time, you're not going to, well, maybe you will, but you probably won't stand up.
Yeah.
And then you won't catch the bug. Because if you caught the bug there, then you could come here and be like, I'll deal with the cold.
Well, something I was thinking that you are very good at that I'm not and I would love to work on is that you are very persistent, and I'm persistent as well in a different way. You are willing to like put in work, if you're not good at something, you will just keep going until you improve. And I think that's amazing. And I'm the opposite. Like, if I don't have a natural inclination or a natural ability immediately, I'm like, this is not worth it. Like, why would I? This is going to take forever. I have like no patience with new skills, which is so bad because I'm honestly not that naturally good at that many things. You know, like if I was to right now try and paint or play guitar or surf or anything that I can think of, like I wouldn't probably be very good at it. And so I'm more likely than you to just be like, eh, I'm not doing that if I'm not good. And I don't like that about myself. So that does scare me with the surfing thing because I know for a fact I'm not going to be good at it for a while.
Well, I think surfing really unlocked that for me, honestly. Like growing up, I feel like I was naturally just like immediately good at things I would try. Mm-hmm. Wasn't like the best. But with surfing, I just always wanted to surf. And I learned when I was literally 29, like 30 years old.
Yeah.
So once I like, you know, once I actually learned and felt like I was somewhat decent at surfing at this age, I'm like, I can do anything.
Yeah.
Like if I set my mind to it and just like keep going.
I love that.
And it's awesome because honestly, the best feeling of trying something new, it's not so much like once you're like good at it, that's the best feeling.
It's the journey.
It's like pushing past, like breaking past a wall. That's the best feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always going to be walls. So you just got to look forward to those and know that that's going to be like a good, it'll feel good. That accomplishment.
Well, I think that that makes you a well-rounded person too. And it breeds confidence when you're pushing past, you know, you're trying something. It's not easy for you. You push past, you keep going, you get better, you hit another wall, you keep going. It's like that is going to unleash a lot of confidence in every area of life probably. So I think that's really, really good. And again, I could be way better at that. I feel like it's easy for me to just get comfortable in like, here are the things I'm good at, like putting myself in a box almost. Like, I'm good at A, B, and C. So, like, I'm just going to work on those things. And, like, if I'm not good at it, why would I try? Which, you know, we only get one life. So, I feel like I definitely need to be more adventurous with different hobbies and things and just try things out. And again, maybe once I'm not focused on growing this child, I can get back.
That's also an accomplishment.
Oh, for sure.
And, like, to give birth. I'm sure you're going to feel very accomplished.
Yeah, definitely.
And just day to day, like there's always going to be new challenges. And yeah, it'll be rewarding.
It will. It's already empowering to know that you're doing something. Yeah, I guess everything I was just describing is kind of how I've been feeling lately just with living. It's like everything I do when I have a productive day, when I'm like, I feel very accomplished because it's like I have this extra thing I'm doing too all day every day, you know, what's the word, not releasing but giving a lot of energy to something even when I'm just sitting here. So what are your thoughts and feelings about being a girl dad?
We were just talking about that
last night or on this podcast. We didn't talk about it. You're saying we were just talking about it or yesterday?
You and I.
Yeah
it wasn't last night, it was like we're out and about somewhere. A sidecar. Well, I can't really remember my thoughts before you got pregnant. But now I'm like, I can't even imagine being a boy dad. Like, I'm just super excited to be a girl dad.
Feels right.
And I don't want to like push my expectations onto her, but I just like picture teaching her how to surf or like taking her on adventures like skiing or on a boat or something, which she might hate all of that, and that's fine. But I picture that being more fun with a girl than with a boy.
Really?
For some reason, yeah. I don't know. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's just going to be like a mini you.
We can only hope.
Ultrasounds look like you.
Yeah. We'll see. I know. It's so interesting to think what she'll be like. What quality, some people were asking, like, what quality do you, I actually don't know if this was the question. Something about, like, what quality about me, you know,
yeah,
do you hope that she gets, or that you hope that I never lose? And then what quality about you? Sorry, it's kind of two questions.
It's like three questions.
Like, what are your five favorite things about me? Well, let's maybe say, like, what's a quality about me that you hope, like,
she
she could inherit, or that would be good to for me as a parent. And I'll do the same for you.
Okay. You're like tying in two questions into one, but not separating them.
Okay. Just a quality about me that you like. That she could maybe inherit, that would be good. The thing is, I don't wanna put that.
So whatever. I'm just saying, I'm gonna say the qualities that I hope or feel that she already has of yours and mine.
Okay, perfect.
And I already feel like she will just like be like ultra confident in herself, but not like boastful in any way. And she'll just be like very driven, just like driven and confident, which comes from you.
Okay,
I also
love
feel
that.
Like I have confidence in my own way. But from me, I feel like she's going to be like just even keel,
mm-hmm.
but just like a fun, like spunky girl. Once you get to know her, she's going to be like very polite and not afraid to speak to, you know, new people. But also, she'll just have a lot of layers. Like once you get to know her, it's like, wow, she's amazing.
Oh, that's so cute. I feel like she can't be living under the same roof as you and not be like, have kind of like a calm, peaceful nature. Like even if...
I just have no idea how that works.
Me neither, but I think that...
Parenting. And,
yeah, parents' energy like is so, I feel like it means so much
how,
and it shapes who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I feel like both of our parents, we've kind of talked about how just Leif and I, neither of our parents were worriers
mm-hmm.
that much. So I personally like think that that was such a great way to grow up where our parents weren't super high stress
mm-hmm.
people. Like neither of our moms are like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that we can kind of bring that same calm energy of just not like, I don't know, high strung, high stress environment. I hope that she kind of grows up in just like a peaceful, calm energy, you know?
I know.
But yeah, I feel like you are very grounded. You are like one of the most grounded people that I know just naturally. And so I love that she's going to have a dad that is like that. Kind of speaking of that, people were wondering what your view on like content creation and like the influencer life and the internet and all of that is.
Mm.
And yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts because obviously I kind of know your thoughts, but I don't know. I want to hear it from you.
It is a double-edged sword. Like, it's always evolving. So like, I feel like when we first started, like, you know, doing content creation, just in general, I feel like it was, I don't even know how to explain it. It definitely wasn't what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
More simple.
It was more simple. And a lot of people weren't like so wrapped up in it all. The clout, the money, the followers, the numbers, all that stuff. I don't know. I feel like you balance it very well. And that's, you know, you're pretty much my prime example in life for, you know, a content creator. I see you every day.
You have never let it get to your head. You have never been wrapped up in it. You have never cared about any of the numbers, clout, followers.
Yeah.
That is not in your nature. And that is, I think, a huge, like, grounding force in my life too, to also not get wrapped up, because I don't even know if you're capable of like caring about those things,
mm-hmm.
which is so important to me. Like, I just when I see certain guys that care so much about social media or like couples, it stresses me out because I feel like you balance me out so well in that way. And if I ever am like, I don't know, even talking about like numbers or caring about, oh, this didn't do well, like you just don't, you support me 100%, but you don't care at the same time.
Yeah. It's a difficult world to live in. And I view social media as like its own world. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a lot of people spend all day just like in that world, like on their phones. And even if they're not on their phones, like scrolling or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they're thinking in that world. Like even if they're out and about, they're thinking about social media. They're thinking about, you know, the drama that just happened with this person mm-hmm. who they don't even know.
Which I think I'm guilty of sometimes. Like I'll be talking about stuff like that.
So I think that's like, to me, that's like the worst part about social media is how stuck in that world
mm-hmm.
we are. When there's like this real world outside that, you know, we just really need to disconnect from social media and just let it. I think it should still be around. Like it's an amazing thing, but it needs to have like its own place. Right now, it's like social media is a lot of people's everything.
Right.
That's their world. And then the real world is just like this tiny little aspect of it. It should be the other way around,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, it's our full-time job. So mm-hmm. it's amazing that we're able to make a living on it, but it's too much.
Yeah, you're always saying that about the real world thing.
Yeah.
Like you're always, we'll be at a park and he'll be like, this is the real world.
Real.
Like this is what's real is like our life here together, you know, and it is tricky because it's like, okay, but we don't have one without the other. Like we
yeah.
don't have this house that we
you,
just bought without,
right.
you know, whatever.
And for you, you're always thinking about like the next step, like you're strategically thinking about things
mm-hmm.
as far as like business and social media and stuff. So it's hard, even if we are like out at the park or on a walk or something, like your mind's just going. It's like, what can we do next? But then it's in the realm of social media. So
yeah.
you're still stuck in that world.
Yeah. I definitely get stuck in it more than you. And I think it's well intended. Like I just genuinely enjoy a lot of that stuff, marketing
yeah.
and, you know, being creative and mm-hmm. photography. It's like, those are things that interest me. And I also find just like marketing and trends and things like that fascinating.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me.
And you definitely, I think you enjoy it more than I do.
I think
like,
so too.
I appreciate those things. But I think for anyone, like if you're able to just connect more with the real world, with like Earth, it's so like rejuvenating
mm-hmm.
for anyone.
For
regardless
sure.
of if, you know, you're like a numbers person, like you love just coding or whatever. Like that's
mm-hmm.
what you love. Still, if you were to, you know, get outside or just connect with the real world, it will rejuvenate that passion and desire and you can, I don't know, find more peace and happiness.
Definitely. Yeah. And yeah, all of it's just a balancing act. It's
you got a fuzz on your belly button.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I think that we do balance each other out well, though, in that
mm-hmm.
way. I think that, you know, all the things we just said.
It's weird to think, like, where is social media going to go from here?
I know.
Like, we're already so engulfed in it.
I know. It really is.
It's a weird world. Like we grew up in an age where we didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to even remember those days. Granted, we were kids, so we didn't have like, you know, adult responsibilities and we weren't thinking about
raising our kids now, first of all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard because I always like to be someone who adapts to the times and isn't like, you know, I don't know. It's because a lot of people just hate social media and AI and all this stuff. And I totally understand why. And I do too, to some degree. It's like, oh my gosh, really? I was seeing that there's on Instagram now, when you go to like search someone's name, it's like Meta AI. Yeah. And I'm like, what the freak is this? Like, and my first reaction is always like, this is so annoying. And not that I want to fall into it and again, like become more and more into technology. But I think I've always seen social media as like a game in a way where it's like, how can I use this to my advantage, but not be completely sucked into it and like, you know, only care about it. But that is a fine line.
Yeah. It's difficult.
It's good to be educated about technology and where things are going.
Yeah.
Without, I don't know. Yeah. Being obsessed, I guess, and only thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you are looking to be on top of your health and wellness in any way, I highly, highly recommend the Allo Moves app. This is truly one of my favorite like wellness fitness apps. They have yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. I actually was lucky enough to go on a trip and like learn so much about Allo Moves and take actual classes from the instructors that teach on there and have like all these healthy meals and learn so much just about health and stuff. And that weekend was such a rejuvenating weekend. And ever since, I have been hooked on specifically their meditations. I really, really like. I was recently talking about how I want to like cleanse my energy. And someone was like, honestly, meditating every day will do that. And I have been not perfectly consistent with my meditation routine, but when I do, I truly feel so much better. And Allo Moves has some of my favorite ones I've ever tried. So from beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day. So if you want to get in a good sweat, you can try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or if you want to find some stress relief, like I was mentioning with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. This has also been a really great app for me for just during pregnancy and through different life stages, because they have just classes and things for all different stages of life. When it comes to sleep, it is just as important as fitness and nutrition. And they have something called the Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, and it can help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. So unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code WHATWESAID for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That is allomoves.com, code WHATWESAID, allomoves.com, code WHATWESAID. We are going to take a quick ad break to talk about the Nike Indie Bra and the Universa Legging. We are so excited about this sponsorship. We've both been wearing Nike gear since we were teenagers for any sports we were in or physical activities. We always know that we can rely on Nike. So how do you take your breaks? Do you go for a walk or a workout class? Do you like to meal plan, run to the grocery store, maybe grab coffee with a friend? You can do all of that and more in style with the Nike Indie Bra and Universa Legging. The Indie Bra now comes in 3 support levels, low, medium, and high. I personally like a high support, secure feeling bra for when I'm running or doing a cycling class, but I don't want to be wearing that all day. I like something lighter with thinner straps and smoother edges for running errands or doing things around the house. And luckily, the Nike Indie Bra has both of those options and a medium option for the in-between. All 3 are so soft and look so flattering on. The Nike Universa leggings are perfect to pair with the Indie Bra. They really help smooth and lift, stretching freely with your every move. Wherever your workout takes you, their squat-proof, mid-weight, and finish-smooth fabric gives you uncompromising comfort and feels cool and sleek to the touch. Plus, they're durable enough for you to flex, wash, and wear again and again. They're the pair you'll reach for whether you need something for your everyday run, everyday practice, or just every day. Find your feel with Nike bras and leggings that deliver supportive flexibility and comfort for whatever your day brings. Shop now at Nike.com, and that will be linked in the show notes for you guys, as always. Well, a lot of the girlies want to know, how do they get their husband to take a good photo of them? What is your advice?
I don't know. I'm honestly shocked when people can't take just like a decent photo.
It's a skill we've learned.
Yeah, I guess we've learned.
Because you can't just hand anyone your phone and say, can you take me take a photo of me? Like, they're not getting it.
It really is just, like, the most minor adjustments, though. And it's, like, hard to be, it's hard to teach it. Like, I don't even know a specific person, but I'll see them taking a photo. And I'm like, why does that not look good? But then I grab it and I'm like, okay, that looks good. And it's just literally
like changing the phone position with a phone.
If you're taking a picture on a phone,
right?
It's like literally just like the slightest angle shift, maybe like zooming up a little bit, just composition. I don't know.
It's a hard thing to teach, truly. Like, I think it can be taught, but I definitely think it can be taught, actually. Maybe not, maybe they're not naturally like, they don't have an eye that really focuses on composition.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that they can learn how to like get a good angle of you.
Yeah.
And pretty much 9 times out of 10, one of the huge problems is that people angle their phone like downward. So they're like taking a photo of you, especially if like they're taller than you.
Sometimes the situation calls for that. Like sometimes I'll do that. I'm like, this looks better.
Yeah. But I would say majority of the time, like you want your phone pretty straight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like straight up and down. Because if you're taking at an angle, it's going to kind of distort the image.
You want it perpendicular with the ground.
Mm-hmm. A nice little zoom up is good.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah. You're a pro at this point. But you honestly kind of have been since the beginning days. I thought I would have to train you harder.
Maybe it's like how you are perceiving what is being done when you're taking the photo.
Okay, very deep.
I can't even get into the mind of someone else who's like not taking a good photo.
Can't relate.
But like when I'm taking a photo, like I'm almost in this different world of like, okay, the end product like looks like this. Like
this is how I feel. Tell me if you're like, your eye kind of becomes the camera lens.
Yeah.
Like you're no longer separate from it. That's how I feel when I take a photo, is like my eye and the lens is the same thing.
Yeah.
When I'm also taking it on a camera.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I'm separate from this and I'm taking a photo of something random. It's like I am one with the camera taking this photo, and that's how I'm getting like.
Yeah, you're like connected to it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, when they're taking a photo, it's like, okay, it doesn't really matter what, I don't know. They're not thinking artistically, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, snap that photo. It is what it is. Like, I took a photo of what's here and that's what you wanted, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And I guess it's like,
hey, take a picture of me in front of the ocean.
It's like, okay, I documented it.
Boom. That's what happened. But it's not a good angle. It's not good lighting. It's not good composition, which, you know, that's just up to the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
That I think.
Well, even if the thing is, photos, obviously, we probably value photos more than, or like good photos more than the average person, just because like that's our job, whatever. But also, I feel like even if you're just documenting memories, like I'm not, you know, take away being an influencer or creating photos online or whatever, just for like memories of you and your family and stuff, it's nice to have well-composed photos. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a skill that's like very valuable to have,
you know,
just
what,
in general.
Though?
What?
I feel like back in the day, it was easier to take a better photo. First of all, because it was on film.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, because, you know, now we have these devices where we're taking like all these like portrait photos.
You think it's easier to shoot on film than what we have now?
No, it was easier back in the day to shoot a good photo.
Okay.
You know how when you look at old photos, it's like, wow, that's like so cinematic almost. It's because most photos were taken
landscape.
And it really is like so much more cinematic, but now we're shooting all portrait because that's just what social media is. That's what these phones are.
It's
funny because phones could have been made in a totally different way. Like our phones right. could have been like this.
Sideways or landscape.
Like everything could have been landscape. I don't know.
Well,
it's like a new age of like just portrait photos.
I feel like the reason we associate, well, obviously, this is the reason we associate landscape photos with cinematic is because that's what movies are. Like the movies are always.
But even nowadays, like a lot of content is shot, like videos are shot just vertically.
Yeah.
Which is just a new age of. And I feel like it just doesn't look as good.
I remember when I was doing photography, like when Tyson and I would shoot, we would shoot basically all landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And then it switched to where Instagram like prioritized vertical. And so we swapped to that.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of been, we've kind of been going back to horizontal sometimes because it really is just, it's a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, everything is just shifted a ton. But I was saying on a recent episode, and I've been talking to you about it too, I want to put a lot more of our photos in our house. Like I want to print out medium format film photos and things like that that we have taken for our house instead of, obviously we can get some cool art too and like vintage pieces, but you know, kind of mix it in with like personal moments. And I'm also excited to capture like our daughter's life, you know, through film.
Do you like having photos of people though, like framed?
Some.
I like.
You like porch or like landscapes and stuff?
Yeah.
But I think that it's special to have some of people.
Like hung up and around?
Yeah.
Like or I like having just printed photos of memories and stuff.
But like sitting on a shelf or something, like a small photo of.
Yeah.
Like a detail or something. I think that if you're getting too. It could look not like tacky, but it can look cheesy if it's literally just like a photo of someone, I don't know, smiling and it's like huge on your wall. But I think if it's like an artistic photo, then it's cool.
You calling out my mom?
What? All of
we had like every one of us like.
See, but it's cute.
Pretty much every year, like taking new photos, just and they were big photos of each of us.
Maybe that'll change though once like we have a kid or two and I'm like, oh, okay, I want to put their photos up. Like, I don't know. But right now, like, you know what photo I was thinking we should print out? Is that photo that Tyson took of us at our engagement shoot. It's like a smoke bomb photo. Oh.
A bug.
It's a little fly near us. Oh, gosh.
Keeps coming to us.
You know. Do you know that smoke bomb photo where we're like really close and it's like very smoky and it kind of is like artistic, you know, it's not just like a.
Yeah, it's a cool one.
That could be cool to print out. Not like huge, but somewhere in our
house. We did have it printed out huge.
We did.
In one of our places, yeah. We did.
I do not recall that at all. Which house? The first place we lived?
I think so.
Or maybe the second?
Yeah, maybe.
I just love that photo. Like, it is such an amazing picture.
Yeah, it's a cool one.
Also, some people wanted to know about your fashion evolution.
Mm.
Because.
Well, I'm in a bad spot right now. Of just like
having
just having nothing to wear. Like, I just hate spending money on clothes, but also I like to have new clothes. And I hate shopping in person. But I also do not like shopping online. So then I'm just whatever. And then I just have the same three shirts that I wear. Ugh. Anyway.
But you do wear a lot of, like, I feel like you, I mean, granted, it's hard because I just feel like styles change.
Yeah,
so it's
true.
Like, we're going to look back in 5 years at these outfits and probably be like, I would never wear that now. Like, that's just how it goes.
Weird.
But it does feel like you have evolved a lot. Like your overall
I feel like
vibe.
I've found what resonates with me.
Uh-huh.
Whereas before I was like just trying to maybe just follow the trends. But also I feel like how I dress now is kind of also a trend. But at the same time, I feel like that's the trend I resonate with.
Yeah, but at the time, were you resonating with the skinny jeans?
I don't think so.
Really?
Like, I thought maybe it looked good, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like, it didn't feel like me.
Mm. Didn't feel like fully confident in it.
Yeah. But yeah, a few years ago, I made like a transition over to a little more baggy, oversized fits.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, from a few years ago, I used to like having my shirts like oversized, which I still like the oversized look.
Mm-hmm.
But now I realize that I like a cropped oversized.
Mm-hmm. Not as long.
Yeah. When it's like too long, then it's not so much my vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then also sometimes I like a shirt that's not super oversized.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it.
Well, I would say your style is very much like surf skate style at this point. Maybe not skate as much. A little.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
And the reason he's wearing a beanie is because...
is because...
For the YouTube watchers, he just took his hat off. His hair is very long right now.
Yeah.
So if he's wearing a hat, he's trying to cover up a bad hair day.
You know, with trying new styles, you got to find something that you're interested in. Don't let people force it upon you.
You had to,
but then also you have to really give it a shot. Mm-hmm. Like even with, speaking of beanies, with beanies, like I always thought I just looked like a dork in them. But you give them a shot, and also, when I'm looking at myself in the mirror sometimes, I'm like, I don't look good. Like, I don't like how I feel. I don't like how I look. But then I'll see like a picture or
with a
video.
On?
No, just anything.
Okay.
I'll see like a picture or a video from a different perspective because you can only really get one perspective while looking in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, I like that.
Once you see
but
that.
Also,
wow,
if it's like
quite the opposite
if it's
problem.
A picture or a video where I'm not like aware that it's being taken,
that's when you like it.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that is confidence like I have
and then
never
I'll think,
heard.
Oh, I like how I looked there. So anyway, you got to give it a chance. You got to really like try it out for like a solid week,
mm-hmm.
because the first time you try something new, it's like when you first get a haircut. It's like, oh, it's shocking. Like, I don't feel like myself. You got
to
give it
ease
a week or
it.
So and then make your decision from there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you, even with like the baggier jeans or pants, I don't remember when exactly that was, but I remember being like encouraging it, being like, you should try this type
yeah.
of pants. And you were like, no, like that, I can't. And then you kind of eased into it, but you came to it on
yeah.
your own. Like, I could never have forced you to do that. You would be like, that's not.
It's so hard for me to like have confidence in like trying new styles. But yeah, you just got to find the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And also altering clothes.
Getting things tailored.
Yeah, I think more people need to do that because just a little alteration, like everyone's bodies are very different,
mm-hmm.
height-wise, size-wise,
mm-hmm.
and just proportions and stuff. Like, if you can find the right, like, alteration that you like and do that with the clothes that you buy, that's a great thing.
That's true, because people will comment on my YouTube videos or something, where did Leif get his pants? Like, they look like they hit at the perfect spot, and I'm like, that's because you
yeah,
got
them
tailored.
Yeah, when I bought them, they were under my... shoe. I can't see my shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, Leif and I, we have the issue of our pants always being a bit too long.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you get them tailored to fit your specific body with like shoes that you would normally wear those pants with, mm-hmm. it looks so much more, it just fits you so
it's
much game better.
Changing.
It really is.
And I want to learn how to like alter clothes and get like a sewing machine. That'd be sweet.
New fixation unlocked. Right next to the espresso machine, now the sewing machine. That would be sweet. I just ordered a little stitch gun off of Amazon. It's supposed to come today.
Mm.
So we're going to stay tuned to see how that works. I'm going to since you said you want to do that, I will now give you my pants and I will give you the stitch gun and say, go to town. It's not the same as a sewing machine.
Yeah.
It's not, it's kind of a quick fix. It's not maybe a permanent solution, but it's basically just this little gun that like does a little stitch so you can kind of roll up your pants and stitch them so they're not like, you're not, they're not dragging if your pants are too long.
That would be a good tool.
Yeah, if it works, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like your confidence evolution has been synonymous or goes hand in hand with the fashion thing.
Yeah.
I feel like you are more, you have always had a quiet confidence about you, like ever since I've met you. I feel like that's like something that I've been drawn to about you is that you don't need attention. You don't need to be, I don't know. Again, like you don't care about really people's perception of you or like any of that stuff. And I love that about you so much that you're just quietly confident. But I feel like now you're more confident. I don't know.
I think just as I get older.
Yeah. You're more comfortable.
I'm more comfortable. And I've come to a realization that it's like, it's my life 100%. Like no one can tell me what to do. Not that I want to, you know, just go do bad things or whatever. But, you know, I can do whatever I want. I can dress however I want.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you should just feel confident in that. And then life is great.
Yeah. I think that we don't have to go too far into this because it is like more personal and I don't know. You could just go however far as you want to with it. But I do feel a ton of people have asked about like religious stuff and just like our journey with that together and whatever else. But I feel like that kind of letting go of a very religious standpoint for both of us, I think freed us up in a lot of ways, even with style, because it's like basically what you just said, like I don't have to listen to anyone or I don't have to go based off of rules or like I don't have to wear a specific thing. I mean, our religious upbringing, like we did have to wear specific things, you know.
I feel like I grew up just thinking like I'm not making my own choices. Like there are certain choices that you're allowed to make, but I didn't have the free
range
of just like doing whatever I wanted because either it might be wrong or just not the norm.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me for a long time. And then I feel like up until just recently, like I have realized, I'm able to do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to be confident in that as well.
And that you trust yourself and you have a moral compass with or without religion. You don't have to rely on that to tell you what to do. You can just make decisions from who you are in your heart and you know it's going to still be a good decision, you know?
Yeah. I'm not doing anything out of spite or, you know, backlash or whatever. Like, I'm doing things out of, like, desire and intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, for me, it's been like a very freeing and peaceful and happy way to live. Yeah.
Definitely. I think for both of us, I think it's made our relationship better and stronger and more open and more like real.
Yeah.
Almost in a way. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to even like articulate that. I was thinking about how just having a lot of rules sometimes, kind of like you said, you make decisions based around the confines of like what you're allowed to do. Mm-hmm. And I remember finding myself, I would always feel really uncomfortable if I went to like an influencer event and they had like alcohol there and they'd be like, oh, do you want one? You know, when I'm like fully of drinking age, I'm like 24 or something. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, do you want the champagne? And I would literally feel like, like, no, I don't want that. And the reason I felt like that is what I've realized now is because I didn't feel confident with the reason why I didn't drink. So when people are like, oh, you don't drink, it it felt like it wasn't my own choice. Even though I didn't really have the desire, it was like, oh yeah, like I can't drink because I'm like, because of my religion. Whereas now I feel like if I'm going to turn down a drink, I don't feel any anxiety because it's like, that's my choice. Like I can if I want, well, not when I'm pregnant, but it's like, I could take that drink if I wanted to. That's my mindset now. I just choose not to, like, I would rather not.
Yeah.
And that feels so much more empowering than being like, if someone asks like, oh, you don't drink or you're sober or whatever, I can much more confidently be like, oh yeah, like I don't feel like it or I, whatever, rather than like, I'm not allowed, you know, when I'm literally 25. That's just like a thought I've been thinking about recently. Like those things used to cause me so much anxiety and now I'm just like,
I know.
It's just my life and I do what I want. Like I can do that if I want. I don't have to.
Right. There is a lot of like, yeah, the way you think is just like, yeah, I'm not allowed.
which is crazy.
Like, yeah.
Same with wearing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I can't wear that tank top. Like, I'm not allowed. And to some people that are religious and maybe they don't think of it that way. Maybe they think of like, oh, I don't even want to. Like, I don't have the desire and whatever. That's fine too. It's just like, but I think once your brain is in that space, it's very stifling because it's just like, you don't feel connected to yourself. You just feel like you have to follow rules that don't even make sense to you.
Yeah.
Because that's just what you do. And it's not a good feeling.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Obviously, we've had our own journeys with it and we're different people too. So people are, I don't know, like a lot of people are like, are you guys on the same page? I feel like, yes. Like, but also we're different people. Like everyone has a different way that they grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Within church and they have a different relationship with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like our thoughts don't always line up like 100% of the time, but I think that overall we just get each other with it.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Definitely. I feel like we're on the same page for sure.
Yeah.
But we do. Yeah. We have very different journeys and ways of like navigating through it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just slow burner, kind of silent journeyman.
More like really talk out all my feelings.
I also don't really have like a much of like a guilty conscience.
Right. That's a huge piece of the puzzle.
So I'll just take each day as it comes. I don't have to like fully resolve things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're more okay with things being open-ended or like not understanding fully or just being like, eh, I don't know. Whereas I think I like to tie up loose ends, which is really hard with something like as deep as literal existential and religious questions. Like you can't always tie up the loose ends. Like sometimes you just have to be okay with not knowing things or being whatever, uncomfortable. You just have to let it go to some degree, which I think you are good at and you're totally able to do. And sometimes I'm not as good at that, but yeah, I think overall we get each other too, like we understand how each other processes and like how we work out things, and so yeah, it's been good.
Grateful for that.
Yeah, same.
Can you cover up your shoulders?
I'm getting very distracted by your shoulders though. Okay, last question. What should we end on?
Let's do another hour.
Wow, you love it this much?
Some people do like 3-hour podcasts.
I know. I feel like the trend is getting longer. Like podcasts are getting longer.
Yeah, because more people are like you and they watch everything on 2x speed.
Guys, I've been like,
I can't do it.
Does it stress you out when I'm doing it? I've been listening to things on like 2x speed sometimes. And now when I listen to something normal speed, it's kind of giving slow-mo. I'm like,
the only time I do that is when I'm helping JC with driving school. Watch the videos on 2x
speed.
If you're
the cops, you didn't hear that. Don't worry. The driver's license has been reinstated, everyone.
I was shocked. There's not even a test at the end. Like I was paying attention to everything. And then there's like little quizzes after each like section. They're like, what's your birthday? What color was this person's shirt?
Yeah, they were.
so stupid.
Yeah, it actually was kind of like a waste of time. At the end of the day, I didn't learn much.
No.
Like, even from the sections I did. There was a pregnancy section, though, about how to be safe, how to wear your seatbelt with your bump. That was good intel.
Nice.
Let's end on what is a family trip we're excited to go on when the baby's here? Where are we most excited to take her? Do you picture traveling with her? Because I will admit, we went to Cabo for our baby moon, and we were both picturing if we had a baby, and we were like, this seems...
I picture it like 2 years from now.
Okay, when she's like a toddler, that might be hard too.
Yeah, it'll be hard, but I feel like it'd be more rewarding.
She can actually...
Like like a year and under, I feel like they just... I don't know.
Well, they're probably not comprehending much or maybe appreciating it. But I think the traveling during that time is more just like for your experience as a family. It's like, oh, let's go here, and not necessarily for them to remember, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, let's put aside like the stress and the inconvenience of like getting on a plane and whatever.
Okay. I don't want to just say Europe because Europe is huge.
Yeah.
But I can think of multiple places there.
I was thinking like Copenhagen would be really like easy, I think.
Easier than Italy or something.
Very family-friendly area.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Like Denmark, Sweden, those countries I feel like would be, they're a little more family-friendly too. Just with like parks and stuff. I don't know. I feel like that could be a really fun family trip.
Definitely. Like, within the States, like, there's a lot of fun places. Mm-hmm. Hawaii will be really fun.
Yeah.
Like, that one area in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, the white sand beaches.
Mm-hmm.
30A. That'll be a cool spot. And then just, like...
Road trips are in California, too, honestly.
Yeah, road trips and camping.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like camping will be so fun. Just, like, just anything with, like...
Nature.
Open areas and freedom and nature, just like letting the child just roam.
Do their thing.
Yeah.
Get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like there are so many places we can road trip to that will be so fun. That's probably easier than getting on a whole flight and doing, you know, maybe just going a few hours away, packing up the car. I can see that being fun and maybe a little less inconvenient. I'm interested to see how... Because before I was pregnant, I was like, I'm going to travel with her all the time. Like, I'm not going to let it stop me. And then I'm telling you, when we went to even just Mexico and it was like very close, I was really trying to put myself in the circumstance of having like a 6-month-old or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow, that does not seem easy. Like, I don't want to
deter anyone.
I feel
like we've also been out of the game for so long.
Out of the game of what?
Traveling.
True.
And we settled down a little bit. We bought a home and we just love where we live. So sometimes it's like inconvenient to get out there.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'd say top location would be, for me, I picture just like Hawaii. Mm. Seems like such a fun spot to have a baby.
Okay, take away the travel time, but Australia.
Oh, for sure.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
We haven't been in so long. Have we been twice together? I've only been with you, but have we been twice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like that could be really fun.
Like the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, so much life to live.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's so exciting. We have a lot going on, but it's all stuff that we've dreamed of for so long. I think it's also easy once you get to a place that you've been wanting to get to, like you realize all the hard parts about it too, even with like the renovation and stuff. It's like we're talking to our friends who are also renovating their house, and it's just funny because it's like we've both wanted this for so long, but then you kind of find yourself not complaining about it, but just being like overwhelmed by all, you know, when they're like, we need to do this to the vents. We need to do this to the roof. And you're just like, oh my gosh, this is like, I feel like such an adult right now. But then I keep reminding myself, it's like, we have been wanting this for so long. And it really is so amazing. Like
every day I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Did you know that JC is the main contact with our contractor?
What?
Like he doesn't call me. It's always
probably because I'm like more just like want things a certain way.
Yeah.
He probably like knows that. I don't know.
Yeah. So JC will, they'll have a whole long conversation on the phone. Then I have to go to the house and like fix like what she messed up.
Yeah, right.
It's like, okay, this is actually how we
okay,
should do
my
it.
My stupid wife. Well, we're going to wrap up now. Thank you for...
No.
Why are you acting like you love it so much?
Okay, for this next segment, we're going to take a nap.
I am sweating.
We're going to lay down and take a nap. No.
Oof.
You nervous?
Like, I am getting so nervous around you. I think it is the pregnancy thing. I'm starting to get like really, like kind of like hot flashes sometimes recently.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that. I don't know. Thank you guys so much for listening. Reminder that our Coffee Dose Collab is coming out
tomorrow.
You can literally wake up in the morning and go get yourself a drink if you live anywhere near Orange County.
And if you so desire.
I thought there was a follow-up.
Nope. Okay. If you so desire.
You can get coffee or matcha and you will love it, I hope. Tell us how you like it. Tag us. Make sure you're following our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. And if you want to rate and review the podcast, it means the world to us. Super easy on Spotify specifically. You literally just click one button. We'd really appreciate it. We love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.